All right, great to have Bruce Jenkins with us. Bruce, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Marty?
Very, very well. Interesting game yesterday for the Giants. You know, they're starting to bunt more often. It's sort of part of their arsenal now. It's bringing back the Brett Butler days of the late 80s, and they're doing a nice job with it.
Well, it's just so smart. I mean, you know, Crawford and Luis Gonzalez, who just showed up the other day, both you know, they saw the shift on. Well, you don't have to drop the perfect bunt where you deaden it and it only rolls a certain. Just get it down there. It can go all the way to the bag. You're still going to be on. It's so smart to do that. And they both pull it off. You know, they had some really nice opposite field hitting, you know, throughout the game. Crawford and Casale got RBI singles to left, and I just really like the way that, you know, they're embracing this. Pretty recently, the bunt was considered, you know, just don't do it. But Susan Slusser had a great stat. She said there, when in bunting for a base hit, their success rate is 88% this year. So
that's
a terrific thing.
Well, plus it puts the pitcher in a stretch. It's a great way to start a rally. Mm-hmm. And they're giving it to you. So,
yes.
I mean, in baseball, they're saying, if you'd like to be a batting champion, just hit the ball right here. And people don't do it. Now I think it's going to catch on. Baseball's like that, Bruce, isn't it? Where one team does it, then the other one sort of catches on.
Yeah, it really is amazing. You know, Maury Wills changed the game with the Dodgers when he stole 104 bases. This one before that, you know, 40 was pretty good. Next thing you know, everybody's trying to get a guy like that. But yeah, it's really smart. And, you know, the Giants are going to be leading the way on that. Pretty good stuff.
I want to talk about Ruff a little bit because the way I watch the game, every time he comes up, he's a threat to walk. Now, which is actually a very valuable weapon for him because it moves the line along and gets it to players who also can work the count. And he, you know, belt hits into a double play in the first inning, and here comes Ruff. He walks. Next thing you know, Peterson's got a hit. Crawford takes an outside pitch to left. Great hitting. And the Giants have a run, and it all starts with Ruff. He's a very valuable player, even though the average isn't there.
Yeah, you know, he may have learned some things from Belt, who has an extremely good eye. You know, if a pitch is close to Belt and he takes it, you can almost, you know, assure yourself that it was a ball. And of course, it's going to go to 3-2 on Belt. Every at bat winds up 3-2, right? And Ruff is a little bit different hitter, but you know, and Crawford has a smart eye at the plate. I think those things can rub off on a guy. And the great thing about Ruff is that if you do come in on him, he can really hurt you. So he's been a really good addition to the team. And that's, you know, when you have a good batting eye, things don't go too far astray for very long.
I think Jock Peterson's had a nice beginning too.
Yeah, and that's a good righty lefty thing. Peterson, you know, he's got real good power. He looks kind of crazy up there with that wild swing, but he does an awful lot of damage. And you know, there's been so much talk about Seiya Suzuki and how he signed with the Cubs. The Giants were right in there for him, and he's proven to be so far just an ideal signing. He's a good hitter, a good fielder. He's got a ton of personality. He lights up the building. You know, he brings the Asian community more into play. Everything about him is great, but you know, the Giants are not I think they have to be pretty happy with the way the outfield is going. You know, they lose Duggar, but Ruff and Peterson are good. Slater, whose opposite field hitting has been great too, made a tremendous two out catch on Escobar yesterday with two on in the sixth. That was a really good play and a great jump. And Yaz, unfortunately, came down with COVID today, which is a big drag. But you know, he's a smart player. So I think they're pretty much okay in the outfield as long as they pitch. And the way Alex Wood pitched yesterday, I think removed a lot of the you know, the anxiety over losing Cobb, you know, and DeSclafani to the injured list. I mean, Alex Wood, he strikes out Soto on a fastball, then he strikes him out on just an unhittable slider. His stuff was phenomenal yesterday.
Wasn't it? And how about Soto, though?
I
mean, they just tied this guy up in knots. And even the last one, it looked like he was trying to bunt. But what it was a check swing. And they just tied him up in key situations.
Well, that last one, it was really interesting. There were two instances of a pitch that you rarely see. It has to be a right-handed submariner to a left-handed hitter, but he comes from down low and he throws what amounts to a rising slider coming up and in.
Really?
Belt was up with the bases loaded in the sixth and struck out on that pitch from Cieciak. And then Soto comes up against Rogers, and you just don't see that pitch. You don't know what to do with it. He fools him into a check swing roller, and it's a huge out.
Yeah, they took care of him big time yesterday. You know, the bullpen is interesting. Number one, it's fabulous. I mean, Brebbia, as Bill pointed out, has done very well.
Yeah.
Rogers, Brucey's untouchable. I mean, and you know, and Duvall does his thing, and Leon does his thing, and they got good from the left side. I guess the point is, I watched the Dodger bullpen, I watched the Padre bullpen and the Giant bullpen, and all of them are just flamethrowers or guys who get people out. And this is going to be a heck of a race because it is a year of bullpens.
Yeah, I think Trinan came up with a bit of a sore arm in the last couple
yes.
days. Yeah. But like you say, they've got all these other guys, you know, Grotterall and who knows. They've all got great stuff.
Vessia, names we don't know.
Right, but you're going to have to know them eventually. And a great win for the Padres yesterday over the Dodgers. And, you know, the Giants, I love Duvall being the last word. I think it's really going to come down to that in the near future. Nothing against McGee, who's terrific and will close games. They can close with Rogers, too. But, you know, once Duvall gets that slider under control, he threw a great one to strike out Escobar in the ninth yesterday. And that's just, you know, that's sort of a final word kind of guy out there with that kind of stuff.
Mm. Well, it's Dodgers 10-4, Giants 10-5, Colorado 9-5. They split yesterday, and then San Diego's 10-6. So, you know, I think it's going to stay like this. Maybe Colorado will fall back a little bit, but I think this is what you're going to look at for 6 months.
Yeah, I think so, too. As long as the Giants' pitching holds up, they're definitely not going anywhere. And you never know with Farhan. He might make a move that really does improve their production, offensive production. We'll see about that. You got Logan Webb going today, Rodon, and then Woods, fantastic. And, you know, Cobb and DeSclafani are going to come back, and they've been very good, too. So, yeah, I really see the Giants being in it, and that's, you know, that's as we've said many times, that's all the fans can ask for.
Yeah, and San Diego hasn't made an error yet. How about that?
Is that right?
They have not made an error all year.
As opposed to Trevor Story, huh? About that.
Oh, boy, did you see the throw? Come on.
It's like end of game. The game's over. If you make that throw from second, then he throws it wide, and the game goes completely out of hand, and Kiermaier hits a walk-off homer for a team that had a no-hitter broken up in the 10th.
Wow.
Then they walk it off in the bottom half. That had never happened before.
No.
In that,
no. We
that
see
particular
things,
set of circumstances.
21-0 with three hits. you know, we see things every day. But a couple of historical notes I definitely want to check in with you on this week. And one involves Hoyt Wilhelm, the great relief pitcher who pitched 1,070 games and, you know, had the knuckleball. He actually had a moment that he only did one time. And it's a great historical moment.
Yeah, it's 1952, and he's a kid, not a very good hitter, right-handed hitter. And there's a guy named Dick Hoover out there on the mound for the Boston Braves against the New York Giants. And you look up this home run that he hit, it said to right field, and it was at the Polo Ground. So it might have been he just kind of pushed a pop fly over that short porch out there. But it was still a home run. In his first, it was his first major league at bat?
Yes.
Yeah, because he came in relief. His first major league at bat, he played 21 years and never hit another one.
No.
And not only that, Dick, that was the last big game, the last game that Dick Hoover ever pitched.
I could
he
see why.
He was sent to the minors after that and never came back. So the next year, Wilhelm hits a triple. Okay, there you go. That's the only one he hit in 21 years.
Wow. No, I love it. It's a great story. And this weekend also, Koufax strikes out 18. How about that? And ties Bob Feller, who was 19 years old when he did it.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that was 1959. That's the year that things really started to come together for Koufax when he got his control, you know, his command and control going. And it was the Cubs, you know, who it wasn't like he struck out 18 against the Giants that year, you know, with Mays and McCovey and everybody else. But, you know, the Cubs were coming at Koufax with – they had Lou Brock at that time with Kenny Hubbs and Santo and Ernie Banks, Billy Williams, and Koufax 18 strikeouts. And it's like, oh, my goodness, this guy is absolutely for real. And here's a trivia question for you. I looked up that game. If anybody could guess the last three hitters that Koufax faced in that game.
Okay.
The first guy was named Elder White.
Okay.
And the next two guys were both named Mo. And it wasn't Mo
Thacker?
Grabowski.
How about Mo Thacker?
Right, Mo Thacker. And
right.
And Mo Morehart.
Never heard of him.
Playing his last season ever, but there's a little trivia for it. But I mean, I was in L.A. then. My dad took me to the 59 World Series that same season when Koufax started Game 5 and was great. And people are starting to think, boy, the Dodgers really have something with this guy. And that no-hitter against the Cubs, I'm sorry, the 18-strikeout game against the Cubs was a real turning point.
Fun. Boy, a lot of fun. All right, we have so much more to talk about, but we got to run. Bruce, a pleasure, and we'll talk to you next weekend.
Run slowly and drink plenty of coffee.
Okay.
All right.
Good to
see you
talk
later.
To you. All right, take care. All right, that is Bruce Jenkins. More coming up right after this on the Sports Leader.